All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com, out at Sherrard on Thursday night. Tigers pick up a 2-1 baseball win. That was win number 200 in the coaching career of Nick Pizzala. So first up, congratulations. That's a pretty big milestone.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Yeah, it's special. I guess just shows how long I've been doing it now. I'm getting old. But it's been a fun ride, you know. The 9 years down at Mirco, had some really special teams down there, really special groups. Still communicate with several of them. Got kids over here coaching, you know, from those teams in our Tiger youth baseball program now. So just shows the relationships you can build. And then, you know, to come back here to where I graduated and I really grew my love for the game, and to get another milestone like that, it's really special.
Yeah, and it's more than doing it for a long time. It's success in the program. So what do you think have been some of the key ingredients? Now, I know you're going to say having good players, but it's more than that.
Yeah, I just think there's a culture we try to build. You know, we try to get kids that really want to buy into what we're trying to do. You know, we don't have all the answers mechanically or, you know, what you should do in certain situations all the time, but just guys that really care and want to be out on the field and want to play hard, care about the name on the front of their jersey, you know, rather than the back of their jersey. And you know, we've had 12 really good groups of that over my career. So this is a special one too. They really care a lot. And I think this is a special group that can do some good things this year.
All right. So if I would say, how do you want to win your 200th game? 13-11 or a 2-1 traditional type of baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, my blood pressure says probably the 13-1 game, but 2-1 games like this are really fun against a conference rival like that, you know, just a few miles down the road. It was intense tonight. I mean, those are the games we do this for, to compete like that and, you know, have some fun. So this is definitely the type of game you want to have those milestones like this.
So you remember right now your 200th win. Are you reflective at all and say, do I remember my first win, or is that too long ago? Do you remember back at that time?
I do. We were 2010. We were down at Knoxville. I think we started maybe 0-3, 0-4, and we came out and just slugged them away. I think 15 or 16 runs. You know, we didn't have a great year that year, but I will remember that one down at Knoxville.
All right. So you mentioned today that some of the kids that played for you previously are involved in Sherrard Tiger youth baseball. That's something where the varsity baseball programs really said, we want the development of this baseball program in the school district to fall under the umbrella of the high school program. So you're playing, we're talking to you on Thursday night, so you're playing your first game, and you call it Sherrard Tiger youth baseball. So what do you got to be happy about this coming together?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. You know, we didn't know how it was going to go when we got started. It was a little bit late in the summer last year, but we have 61 athletes in the program, spread over five teams, all the way from 8U up to 14U. And it's just been great. You know, we're getting out there, we're getting to know the kids, you know, seeing what they've got, seeing the kind of development we want to put through here. But just to get them out playing for their community, I think that's the biggest thing. We're going to, you know, hybrid it into town ball a little bit, try to get more people out to those fields and give back a little bit. So I think it's just a great project for us. I'm really excited about it. The people that have helped put this together have been excellent. They're giving a lot of effort into it. I just can't say enough. My assistant coach, Rusty Plunkett, alumni from here too, he's put in a ton of effort on this, and keeps me on the straight and narrow too. So big shout out for him trying to get us going in this direction.
So 61 kids, you said, is that right? Yeah. So, and I know the way that the growth of youth baseball has been exponential over the last 20 years, I would say. And I'm just curious with the dynamic of, you know, with what some youth baseball has become, how do you make sure that it's more about development? I know you still want to win, but it's got to be more about development. I mean, what's the delicate equation for making sure you feel we're doing this the right way, where we want to develop program, we want to get some wins, but I think probably development a little bit more important?
Yeah, development is definitely our priority. Development and probably, you know, enjoying the game are 1-2, and then the competitiveness can be third, you know, on that list. We just want kids to enjoy this game. I mean, you know, MLB baseball is struggling to keep the youth just because it's dragging out. So we've got to bring the fun back to them. We're not getting kids coming into our high school program burnout already. So we're just trying to stick to our vision that we're going to work on development, make sure they're having fun while doing it. And, you know, if you get some wins along the way, that's great. But the thing we want to focus on is that when they get through our Tiger Baseball Club program, get through the high school, they are the best version of themselves, and they're ready to go on to the next level if that's what they want to do. Or they can look back to their baseball experience and say, I really enjoyed that. That's one of my better moments, you know, in their youth. And that's what we're trying to strive for. There's going to be hiccups along the way. You know, we already see them a little bit this year, but we're just going to stick to our vision and keep working at it, and hopefully the kids really enjoy that and buy into it.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, as I wrap up, about like the program of what it means. Is it A.J. Hattelstad and Brandon Skrovansky and Kate Quick, I think, that are helping coach this first youth game? So that, to me, those guys kind of bled in the program. What, I mean, that has to make you the most happiest when they say we want to help out and still be a part of this program.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even brought back Wyatt Doctorman, you know, a guy that graduated from our program last year. So we got a number of guys that are coming back and giving back to our youth. They enjoyed their experience growing up. And I think it just says a lot about how much fun they had, and they want to give back and they want to help share their experience with these kids make them have a good experience as well. So it means a lot that those kids, you know, especially kids that came from a different high school program, are now buying into, you know, the Sherrard Youth Program and giving back that way too. I just think it's exceptional. It says a lot about their character.
All right. So I know I just wrap up. I was saying when I wrapped up, Glenn Cook was helping us broadcast, and I said something about win number 200 for Nick Pizzala, and he said, well, he's going to get 200 more. So it's nice to hear words like that.
It is. That means a lot coming from him. You know, him and I have shared a lot of conversations. We just had one the other night over at Rockridge. That does mean a lot coming from him. You know, he did it for a long time too. He had great success over at Rockridge. So for him to say that, that means a lot. And I appreciate that.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Tigers and Nick Pizzala off to a great start. And again, win number 200 in his coaching career. Jim Taylor on WMJ.